Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Vincent Bohannon on the line with me. He has a single that's bumping through the gospel community called Any Day Now. Vincent, my goodness, welcome to the family.
I'm so glad to be here. What's going on?
Not much, you know. Let's talk about God's wait time and the timing of God. Based on your testimony and how you wrote Any Day Now. Did you write that song?
Yes, okay. I did. I did write that song. And listen, God's time is not really the timing that we always want. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times we're just so, you know, impatient and we're just wanting it now. But a lot of the times we're not ready for it.
Mm.
And so God has really prepare us. But when he prepares us, you got to know that whenever you are ready and whenever you're able to really receive everything that he has, your miracle, your breakthrough, your healing is coming any day now. But that only comes through a certain level of faith. So you got to get your faith up, everybody, and to really believe that God is going to come through for all of you.
Would you agree that wait time, the trials and the tribulations are designed to build your faith?
I believe it is, because I believe if we got everything on the timing that we wanted it,
mm-hmm.
Our life would not really require any type of faith at all. And so because we have to wait, that requires us to believe God even more, even when we can't see it, even when we can't trace him, and even when it doesn't feel like it's going to happen. I believe that the waiting period is actually teaching us and helping us to believe him even more.
Give me an example of a wait period that you experienced and what you learned when you came out.
Even with having this choir, a lot of the times I wanted to have the choir years ago. We've been out 7 years, but even before that, I wanted to have this choir, but the Lord told me to just wait on me so it can be the right timing. A lot of people begin things and they want to go after so many different things, but the timing may be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I started the choir, it was the best time because nobody else was really out there here in Brooklyn. And so I was about the only young choir that was new on the block. And so he really allowed me to have a whole platform for myself. And if I went ahead and, you know, wanted to have the choir before my time, then I wouldn't have everything that I have today. And so sometimes you just got to wait. Sometimes you just got to be patient and allow God to really lead you.
And now I'm speaking with Vincent Bohannon, who is also a pastor. Okay, he's a young pastor. This interview is a blessing because he's young. And also being a pastor, like you said, sometimes pastors feel entitled, like, God, I'm serving you. What's going on? Like you said, come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So in process of your waiting, being a man of God, because there's a difference, you know, now I'm talking to believers. I like to really say that because it's important, because people don't understand our privileges. And I brag about being saved, Holy Ghost filled, and sanctified, still sin, mm-hmm. but have a privilege and a promise in God. As a pastor, when you were making choices and decisions, you sought the Lord, correct?
Yes.
Because you said...
And everything that I did.
Right. Because you said, he said, wait. Now, in mm-hmm. that waiting process, you still had to minister. You still had to teach. You still saw recording artists doing their things. And that burning sensation in you to be vocal and use your gifts and talents and abilities to give him honor and praise.
Mm-hmm.
How did you continue to do that in the wait time?
You know, you have to be confident in who God is in your life.
Mm-hmm,
And when you're confident in that, you will then know that he's not trying to hold you up in any way at all. But what he's trying to do, he's just trying to really orchestrate your life in a way so you don't make any bad mistakes So you are actually prepared for everything that you will be doing in the future. And so, you know, you can't get jealous at anybody else, but you just have to wait your turn. You know, there's a time and there's a turn for everybody, but it all depends on when you do it and if you're going to do it at the right time. I think the key to all of this is to know and to believe that there's a time and there's a turn for everybody.
Right. And that was for young people. That was for young people who are excited and know God told them to do it. But there is a pause moment to develop you, because now we're going to move forward into the meat part. So now you get signed. Now you have a hit. Yes. You have a number one song out Billboard charting. Now, how do you remain humble before the Lord? And what was your thank you like? Did you shout privately and just be like, yeah?
So, you know, when I started the choir, I didn't know that all of this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it would even go this far. That is what the Lord will do for you. He will take you beyond what you can even imagine. And so when I received that and I was able to get signed and stuff, it was amazing to know that all of the hard work that we have put in all of these years by ourselves is now paying off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the hard work that we put in from year one to where we are today is now paying off. The long rehearsals, the practicing, the prayer, the services, all of this stuff that we were doing on our own is now paying off. And so God will honor that when you can work and do what you have to do until things really break through for you.
And if I remember correctly, you said you guys have been together 7 years?
Yes, it'll be 7 years in January. So we're having a big celebration in Philly on January 23rd. And so it's going to be great.
Wow. 7 is the number of completion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now, how are you now balancing still being a pastor and still honoring the gift? And I let me just say, I salute you. I love pastors that pastor own buildings, car companies, write books, sing. I love you guys. I love you guys. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah. It's been a trying time at the same time. Now having to transition, because when I first started the choir, I wasn't a pastor. But after my mother passed away, then I had to take over the church. And so now having to juggle the both, but, you know, I love what I do. And so he gives me the strength to do everything that I do. And so this is why I'm able to do it and to really be successful in both areas.
I know you write your song. If there was a song for you personally you could redo, what would it be?
One of the songs?
There was any gospel song. Heard a song and you was like, man, I could tear that up. I would sing that down.
I think it would be God Is. God Is the Joy and the Strength of My Life. That song and those lyrics are just so powerful. And it was written years ago, I think back in the 70s, James Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to do that song over. I think that song is timeless.
Right.
And so we're able to sing it all of these years later. And so, that is one song that I would probably want to do over.
That is one of my favorites. That is absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah, God Is.
Yeah. Stop, because I feel like I can sing and I can't. So I don't even want to start. But, I really enjoy that song. As you continue in your journey in the music arena, do you have any mentors in both in your pastoral authority and in the music arena? Because you need one, so I'm just being nosy. Do you have one?
Yeah. So with pastoring, there have been a few people that have been, very instrumental in making sure that I'm okay. It's actually very few, but I do thank God for all of the people that have lent a helping hand. But on the artist side, I have so many different choir masters that have been out there for 25 plus years that have said, you know what, I'm going to push you now.
Amen.
And so you've got the Rick Dillard, you got Hezekiah Walker, you got JJ, you got Donald Lawrence, all of these great men have been such a great help and support. And I really thank God for them, because they don't have to,
right,
but they do. and they looked to the next generation, and they said, you know what, I'm going to push you as well, and I'm going to encourage you. And so we may not talk every day, but when we do, they always have something great to say.
Amen. And you got them on speed dial, right, in case of emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them, I've interviewed Ricky Dillard and J.J. Harrison, not the master Donald Lawrence just yet, but maybe, you know, in God's time. That's definitely like the gospel dream team, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. Those men.
So you know, are definitely in good
hands.
Put
out some great music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what's next for you?
So we just released our single Any Day Now in October. And so we're getting ready to release the other half of the album, and I'm so excited about it. And so we're just going to put everything together. So when we celebrate our 7th anniversary in Philly, that'll be the release of our EP. That's what we're working on. And so hopefully all of that comes through. But we'll definitely be celebrating our 7th anniversary in Philly. And so we want everyone to come out if you can. Mm-hmm. And we have a Christmas virtual concert that will be premiering on Facebook and YouTube on Monday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. And so we've got that going on as well. So it's going to be great.
Man, I'm super excited because I always say creative people can never not be creative. I've had more phenomenal artists come through during COVID than I had, you know, all this long time. And it blesses me that God's gifts are his gifts. And not even a pandemic can stop what he has for you. And so I salute you for going forth in the pandemic and releasing your music with God's confidence. And we are enjoying it and we are better for it. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Not right now. I just want, you know, if you don't have the song, everybody, make sure you go get the single. It is available on all musical outlets, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, whatever you have. You can find that song Any Day Now by Vincent Bohannon and SOB. If you don't have the rest of the songs, We Win, He Reigns, all of those other songs that we've already put out, make sure you go grab those as well. And I promise you, it'll bless you.
Do you have social media or website that you can share?
Yes, I am on Facebook, Vincent Bohannon. The choir is also on Facebook, Vincent Bohannon and the Sound of Victory. We are on Instagram, Vincent Bohannon _. And you'll be able to find us on Instagram. The choir is on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. We're on YouTube. If you want to watch our videos, Vincent Bohannon and SOB, just search my name and 1,001 videos will come up and you'll be able to watch us.
Thank you so much for coming through. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. One, I thank you for allowing us to be one of your media outlets. And please keep us in the loop of the great things that God has for you as you continue to grow in your music career.
Thank you so much. I love you and I appreciate this time.
All right. You are more than welcome.